Hello, courageous viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. On today's program, we present the final episode in the three-part series as we continue meeting some of the diverse vegan animals of the great East African nation of Uganda. We now, once again, head to the shores of magnificent Lake Victoria for a fun-filled adventure at the Uganda Wildlife Education Center, UVEC. Established in 1952, the center has become one of the most respected biodiversity conservation education institutions in Africa. The center is well known for rescuing and successfully rehabilitating injured, orphaned, and illegally trafficked animals. When Supreme Master Chingai learned of UVEC rescuing 140 smuggled African grey parrots, she contributed $5,000 to support the center's efforts to rehabilitate these noble birds. The Uganda Wildlife Education Center's 72-hectare refuge is divided into what are called exhibits that represent the nation's three primary ecosystems, namely the forest, wetlands, and savanna. UVEC staff animal biologist and caregiver Alex Trauma again graciously acts as our guide and will introduce us to many lively animal species, including the impala, zebra, buffalo, warthog, and Uganda cub antelope.
Welcome to another exhibit called the Lake Mburu exhibit. It basically has the zebras, it has the impalas, the antelopes. You'll see them somewhere in the background. This exhibit also has the ostrich. And the animals here present one of the national parks in Uganda called Lake Mburu National Park. And Lake Mburu National Park is famous for the impalas, because the impalas are endemic to only Lake Mburu National Park and no other park in this country. So Lake Mburu National Park is very important for the conservation of impalas. So we have the zebras and the impalas and antelopes and some bit of hoofstocks, and they are basically grazers.
We now take a closer look at some of these delightful animals, starting with the sleek, elegant, and fleet-footed impalas. These handsome animals have a reddish-brown coat with white markings inside their ears, over their eyes, and on their bellies. A narrow black line runs down their back, and a vertical black strip appears on the back of each thigh. Well adapted to various African conditions, impalas will gaze on young grass shoots during the rainy season and browse on shrubs or herbs in drier times. The impala is noted for his graceful jumps, and he can cover an incredible 10 meters in a single leap. Now that is impressive.
So what we are going to give them is no different from what we have been giving the other antelopes, the elephant grass, the Guatemala, and the vegetables. The same vegetables that we gave the other exhibit is the same vegetables that we're also going to give here.
The zebra is the most unusual animal whose skin looks like it has been painted by hand. Related to the domestic horse, the zebra has a stocky build with black and white stripe running diagonally on his sides and lengthwise on his rump. These stripes continue down his legs and even onto his hooves. His mane is shorter than the horse and stand upright with stripes which match his neck. Even his tail is striped. But the most interesting thing is that no two zebras have the same markings. The stripes are as individual as the human fingerprints. Come and hop back into the track, and let's go to feed the big buffalo and his buddies. the warthogs, and the cub antelope. There is only one species of buffalo in Africa, but there are two distinct subspecies, the large savanna buffalo and the much smaller forest buffalo, which is found only in Central and West Africa. The buffalo we meet here is the savanna buffalo, a large heavy animal who looks much like the domestic cow. These animal friends can vary in color from dark gray to black, but the young ones are often reddish brown. They are quiet, sociable beings, and the females tend to live together in large herds, while the males live in small bachelor herds. The females have babies only once every 2 years. She cares for her calf for a full year and forms a deep bond. If the calf is female, she will often stay with her mother for life. But a male will leave the company of his mother around the age of 4. The most notable feature of the buffaloes is their large, heavy, curved horns, which are found on both males and females.
Hello again, welcome to the buffalo exhibit. And in here, as you can see, we have a buffalo together with some pigs called the warthogs. We also have one of the antelopes called the Uganda cob, and we are here to feed them again. And all the animals you see here, the warthogs and the buffaloes and the cobs, these are naturally grazers, animals that basically feed on grass. And whatever we are bringing them here is just to supplement their usual grass feeds. And among some of the things that we are going to present to them, we have the watermelons, we have the pineapples, we have the sweet potatoes, we also have things like cassava, among the few that we are about to present to them. And then we also have the famous grass that most antelopes have been feeding on, the elephant grass. It's a very nutritious grass that most animals will love to eat.
Let's get a bit closer to these very interesting warthogs, or wild pigs. They are the only member of the porcine family who can live for several months without water. He gets his name from his most distinctive characteristic, the thick protective pads on either side of his head, which looks like big words. His other curious-looking feature is his tusks. The two upper ones emerge from his snouts, forming a semicircle that looks much like an elephant mustache. The lower tusks are much shorter. The tusks are helpful in digging into the ground when searching for delicious roots, tubers, and bulbs. And yes, he surely loves to eat.
Something very interesting about warthogs is the fact that they graze while kneeling on their four limbs. Sometimes here they may not do it, but when a warthog is really relaxed and not competing for any food, just like this young one you're seeing, they would usually tend to kneel down. And when they kneel down while feeding, that is a sign that really they are quite secure and there's no threat around and no competition for them. But you know, in this situation, they get very excited because we present them lots of different food. We have cassava, we have papaya, we have watermelon, we have pineapples, we have sweet potatoes. So there's usually a variety, and the time for them to kneel down to feed is not there because they are looking at all sorts of food around them, and that excites them and makes them run around from one type of food to the next. Otherwise, they love to kneel down while feeding. It's just the variety that we present that makes them to run around.
For the benefit of the animals, Alex Drauma and his assistant do not put the food for the residents in just one place.
Okay, we are basically dividing part of this food that we had initially given across the other side. We are trying to spread the food around the exhibit. They have to really, it helps them move around, look for the food, and it's also good for their enrichment, other than just putting it in one place. So when you're presenting them food, you have to spread the food all over the exhibit, so it helps them look for the food. In a way, they will be exercising. The second reason we distribute the food evenly in the exhibit is the issue of competition. When you scatter the food around, there's no need, because everybody will run to whatever he likes most, and they will be spread out, which will avoid competition, and they will get whatever they need to get in the right amount and quantities.
In amongst the buffalo and the warthogs is a Uganda cubs. These graceful antelopes need to drink every day, so they live closer to water in moist savanna areas, floodplains, and along the edge of woodlands. Uganda cubs are highly social animals and they live in herds. Due to special circumstances, the one we meet here lives apart from the rest of the cubs at the center, but he is just as happy.
We have one antelope here, and it's called a Uganda cob. A Uganda cob is also a national antelope. It's found on the national coat of arms. So we usually have the same type of food we give the other antelopes, just to him.
How wonderful it is to be able to enjoy the company of these amazing, magnificent, and fascinating vegan wild animals of Uganda. They bring much peace, joy, and beauty to all, and help maintain the balance of nature. May these and all other animals enjoy long and happy life as they grace our planet with their charm and splendor. Once again, our gratitude to Alex Drauma for providing us with such a marvelous tour of the sanctuary. You and the rest of the center staff are to be praised for taking such considerate care of these animal friends. With lots of love and gratitude for the noble work, Supreme Master Chingai is honoring the Uganda Wildlife Education Center with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with an additional $10,000. For more details on the Uganda Wildlife Education Center, please visit www.uwec.ug. Thank you for your company today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, for the concluding episode of our three-part program about the amazing animals of Uganda. May all be blessed with good health, abundance, and wisdom in a peaceful vegan world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG